want you to get your Bible, and I'm going to talk to you again about your position, the reality of your righteousness. I am in right standing with God. What that mean to me? The reality of your righteousness. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. The reality of your righteousness. You understand it. You understand the reality of righteousness. Amen. Praise the Lord. Notice, I want to read something that I read last week, the other week. Notice in Psalm 40, book of Psalm, verse 40. Psalm 40, verse 9. And it says, I have proclaimed glad tidings of righteousness in the great assembly. Tidings of uprightness and right standing with God. Behold, I have not retained my lips, restrained my lips. As you know, O Lord. And I didn't come here before you this morning to restrain my lips. Nope. I'm here to speak as I am prompted by the Holy Ghost. The words from God's throne, words from God's mouth, words that is filled with God Himself. Words that no folk can change and make it not be true. I'm here to speak, to tell you the goodness of God. Hallelujah. I have not concealed your righteousness within my heart. I'm not just going to keep it to myself. I have proclaimed your fruitfulness and your salvation. I have not hid away your steadfast love and your truth from the great assembly. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. This gospel of the kingdom, as I said, is the greatest news, but it must be heard. It has to go through your ears, of course, because that's how you hear. Are you in the house? But it must be heard, must be received. When I mean heard, I mean what I'm saying, you must receive it with your spirit. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. This gospel of the kingdom of God, for therein it is God's righteousness. And God is revealed to us in His righteousness, that He made us like unto Himself, that we have a right to, we have access to, we have a a position with. We have right standing with him. We have a position that all that heaven, let me say it like this, all that the kingdom of God possesses. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Anybody in the house today? All that is stored up, laid up, made available in the kingdom of God belongs to you. Hello. Not when you go to heaven, but right now. Paul, writing this letter to the Corinthian, to the Colossian Christian, listen to what he said. See, it's your faith in the righteousness of God that you've been made right. You have a right to what God has provided. Listen to what he said in Colossians 1. Well, I started verse 3. We give thanks to God. Notice that. We give thanks to God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you. Since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and the love which you have to all the saints. Now watch it. For the hope which is laid up for you in heaven. When you and I were made righteous, you and I became heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ Jesus. We have a hope that has been laid up for us. And this is why it must be preached. It must be told. It must be proclaimed. And you must hear it, believe it, receive it, and settle it, that this is the absolute truth that comes from God. It can never be changed, never be diminished, never be weakened, but it stands firm, true, steadfast, everlasting, eternal, forever. And it's for us. That we can boldly stand up in the midst of tests and trials and opposition from the enemy in every area of our lives, be it spiritual, be it mental, be it physically, be it financially, be it socially, be whatever. We can stand up and declare to this world that I am the righteousness of God in Christ. Therefore, I have a right to life to the full. In every area, I have a right to be and a right to the throne of God. I have a right to go into the presence of God. I have a right to pray to God. I have a right to expect the answer from God. I have a right to receive from God. I have a right to walk in fellowship with God. I have a right for my mind to be at peace and not troubled and worried and confused about anything. No matter what goes on around me throughout this world, I have a right to be at peace no matter what's going on. Storm may rage through the land. You may hear wars and rumors of wars going all through the earth, but I have a right to be at peace. Anybody here? Yeah.